This is Jim Inkster coming today on the show. We will talk with Bernie Pinsonat, the longtime pollster in Louisiana. Some volatile numbers for Governor Jindal, who last year was riding high in April and October. This year, the number's not so good for the leader of Louisiana for the last 6 years. The governor's poll numbers in the Bernie Pinsonat survey are down to 38%. That compares to 43% approval rating for President Obama in Louisiana. President Obama, as we know, got 41% of the votes last year in his run for the presidency in Louisiana. Governor Jindal, a year and a half ago, got 66% of the votes in Louisiana. What has happened? We'll discuss it with Bernie Pinsonat. And what implications will it have on the legislative session now 5 days away? All this, now the news on 89.3. This is Jim Inkster. You're listening to 89.3 WRKF in Baton Rouge, and thank you so much for your support. It is vital, and this is the time to make your voice heard in a tangible way for WRKF and public radio as we know it in our community. And thank you so much for your contributions. 297-5633 is your number outside the area. It is 877-217-5757. Inkster Show at WRKF.org works online. And in studio is the esteemed pollster, Bernie Pinsonat of Southern Media and Opinion Research. He's been at the polling game and the political consulting business for some time, and yesterday he came through with a bombshell of a survey. Your phone's been busy the last 24 hours, hasn't it?
Yes, I've been quite busy, a lot of interest, a lot of media attention. And, we rolled out the survey and gave it to the media and everybody else, and it's been interesting to watch the news stories and the commentary and the reaction.
Well, the irresistible headline, which I've seen in more than a few places, is Obama ratings above Jindal's. That's significant in Louisiana. How in the heck did that happen so fast and so furiously? Here's the president who got 41% this time, 40% last time. The governor who got 66% a year and a half ago when he ran for re-election. How can he be behind President Obama in his home state?
Well, the general administration is saying that they've enacted some tough reforms, which cost them some voters, and I would agree with them, and that's what the poll showed last October when he was 50%. He had gone through bruising sessions, fighting with teachers, state employees, and retirement systems, and changing tenure in a lot of areas that he got a lot of support from, but he also alienated, obviously, other voters. So, but since that, there has been no session. Since that survey, there's really been no legislative session. There has been the only talk of a reform has been the so-called income tax swap. And I think that, but there's something else that's a carryover from the October survey. It's called health care and cuts and budget problems. And I mean, unfortunately for Jindal, and I don't think the people are excusing him any longer, we've had 4 or 5 years of devastating budget battles at the Capitol with not enough revenue to run state government. So as Jindal brags across the country, I've reduced the budget 25%. And there's wherein lies the problem. About 50% of the state doesn't like to hear that, and they don't like to feel that services are being cut. They don't like to not know the status of their charity hospital system. By the way, even Republicans are concerned about the charity, the plight of it. You've got major cuts to your universities. We raised tuition, 60 or 70% on parents and families in Louisiana, yet the universities are still broke and want more money and more tuition. So it's a never-ending series of bad news, and one of the scary things for Jindal is a lot of people in Louisiana are really saying the wrong direction. That's the state this state's going in.
Well, it is curious that in your poll you asked this question. Please tell me if you think the following elected officials are doing an excellent, good, not-so-good, or poor job. And in order, you go with President Obama, Senator Landrieu, Senator Vitter, then Governor Jindal. So the governor is coming right after Senator Vitter. And Vitter, in your poll, gets 57.6 excellent or good marks from the survey. And not so good for the senator, 35.2. Okay? So that's 57.6 to 35.2. That's a gap of 22.4 to the positive for the senator. Then one item later, Governor Jindal, 37.8% favorable, and 60.3% unfavorable. So his numbers are almost in reverse of the senator. He's about 23% unfavorable to favorable, the senator the other way around. And as we know, Senator Vitter has had his problems. How can he be that much more popular in Louisiana than our fearless leader, Governor Bobby Jindal?
Well, most of what I just discussed earlier is a problem. I think the Jindal style of politics is a lot of people are.
I think you may be onto something.
Tired. Well, for example, you mentioned Vitter. How can the governor of Louisiana not understand that the people of Louisiana who voted for him, voted for Senator Landrieu, and voted for Senator Vitter in re-elections, not understand that they understand when these people are running, they don't get along and they call each other nasty names. But once the election's over and the governor of Louisiana can't work with either U.S. senator and they don't get along, I mean, that's just first-grade politics. And he doesn't get along with Darden, and he and Kennedy are always fighting. Maybe
these Kennedy, are Republicans right, fighting with Republicans.
Right.
They're starting to act like Democrats, Bernie.
Maybe if I were him, I would get a little sick of Kennedy sniping, but it's not in either's best interest, especially if you're governor. You do something about it. So the recent news story about the staffer calling the Board of Regents, it's really clear across the state that everyone knows if you don't agree with Jindal, you're going to be fired or chewed out. And, you know, the Governor Jindal, the nice young man that ran with a family and the personal appeal that he had, I mean, he squandered that with an image of a confrontational politician.
Quelly in Scotlandville. Quelly, good morning. You're on the air with Bernie Pinsonat.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you? Thank you for taking my call. I just want to say that in a state like Louisiana that is obviously a red state, I think that Bobby Jindal's recent poll numbers, the drop in his poll numbers, really show that one's socioeconomic disposition really determines what their political status, whether they're Democratic or Republican. Because it's obvious that the things that Mr. Obama is trying to do appeal more now to Republicans than the things that Bobby Jindal is trying to do. So I'd like to get your comment on that and get your opinion.
Well, that's not exactly true, because if you have a copy of the survey and you look at it, when 75% of all Louisiana say they're less likely to vote for Senator Landrieu because she voted for the so-called Obamacare health reform. So, but you're right. We do have, similar to the United States, about 40% of Louisiana receives government assistance. We have a lot of poor people. And you're not entirely wrong to say that some of those people do agree with the things he's doing. Being in a red state, a lot of the social stuff, you know, is more damaging to the president than the actual legislation. So it's a mixed bag. And I'm not saying you're partially correct, but there are some vast differences. And this is not a state where 75% of all white voters in Louisiana give the president a negative job performance, which is where Jindal is, except he's, if you look at it as a combination, actually the president has less of an overall job negative than does our governor. So you're correct in a certain aspect. I would agree with you.
Well, poor, which is your lowest mark, I guess that would be an F in the Bernie poll. Jindal's at 38.1% and Obama's at 41.2% in Louisiana. Excellent, which is the best rating. An A, if you will. President Obama 14.6 and Governor Jindal 11.4. Interestingly, the President of the United States got more A's than anybody else, more than Landrieu, more than Vitter, more than Jindal, Darden, Kennedy, Buddy Caldwell, Mike Strain, Tom Shedler, Scott Angel, Jim Donilon, or Mitch Landrieu. So President Obama seems to be a leader who inspires great passions for people who support him and
right.
those who oppose
well,
him.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. But even on economics, you have a little over 20% of Louisiana. It is really Democratic. They're not going to jump over and support the governor on this or that, or most of the time they're the real base of the what's mm-hmm. left of the Democratic Party. But that's a significant number when you look at polling.
Sure. 46% of your poll was from Democrats, 35% from Republicans. That's reflective of the voting registration.
That's the likely turnout. Now,
voting patterns.
And in effect, you also inject what's called a weighted related to race and gender and those other things.
Well, we will talk more with Bernie about the poll and about U.S. Senator Mary Landrieu, who's up for re-election next year, and whether Bobby Jindal can turn this around and what these numbers may have to do, if anything, with the upcoming legislative session now 5 days away. All this coming, but we pause now and send it back to WRKF. This is Jim Engster. You're listening to 89.3 WRKF in Baton Rouge, and thanks again for your support this morning and all through the year for WRKF, Public Radio in Baton Rouge. 297-5633 if you'd like to join us as we continue our conversation with Bernie Pinsonat, the pollster who unleashed a bombshell of a survey yesterday showing the governor's popularity level, his approval numbers in Louisiana now 37.8%. 37.8%. And that's down from 51%.
Yeah, and a year ago at this time, it was 60.
It was 60.
And 22 points in a year.
Now, we understand the meeting that was scheduled today of the House Ways and Means Committee has been postponed, and it's probably not due to weather. It may be due to the political weather, but what's going on, Bernie Pinsonat, are the lawmakers saying, my goodness, we can't go down this road and be politically palatable to the electorate?
Well, the committee sent out an alert yesterday afternoon, and it was an alert that was almost as big a news as this survey. And I'm sure Joel Robidoux, everyone is looking for Joel. What does this mean? Does this mean the end's in sight to the so-called tax swap? I don't know, but I know from the legislators I'm talking to, no one wants to see this come to a vote. There's no decent amount of support by most legislators, and the counts are not head counts. No one has really started them, but I don't think anybody, they would have to do a Herculean sell job, and they'd have to reverse the negative opinion, and they would have to really need to find someone who can count. The guy we're paying $250,000 a year I've never seen anyone do so much damage to a program by a governor. He's criticizing all the people saying his numbers are correct and theirs are wrong. Then a few days later, he meekly says, oh, by the way, we're moving up to 2.25. And by the way, our survey used the number 1.88. So if you're looking at his new number, this thing would be not 2-1. It'd be probably closer to 3-1. So with that backdrop, I'm not surprised that this bill's in trouble.
877-217-5757, wherever you may be, for Bernie Pinsonat. Please be brief. Jim on Highland. Hi, Jim.
Yes, I'd like to ask Bernie a question. Bernie, with the arrogance of the Jindal administration and the young people and the lack of experience they have with the overall poverty in this state, do you think that the Jindal is mad enough to realize that he doesn't have a phone booth like Clark Kent and he's not Superman, and turn around and face these negative poll numbers and try to do something to rectify it? The rapid deterioration of the charity system over 1 year, just being a trophy that I could do it in 1 year, has absolutely been horrible.
Well, if they're reading the surveys, and you can – I was talking to Roy Fletcher and I were talking a while back. Most of us have done surveys on the charity, and I can assure you – oil and gas is really important in Louisiana. It's in our genes when we're born. But even Republicans, I mean, the first, second, and third rail of politics in Louisiana is the charity hospital system. If you're an elected official in Louisiana and you don't realize that, then, I don't know where you've been, because we grow up knowing it's the safety net. It is the real safety net in this state. And if you're gonna dismantle it or close it or do anything to it, the public is very sensitive to it. And if you don't assure people that it's going to be taken care of, and you let the LSU Board of Supervisors, which contains a lot of what, white kind of rich guys or rich guys, they're not the people you want handling this. They expect the governor to deal with it. And I mean, that is really one of the things that's hurting him, the whole health care thing, the cuts to the hospitals. You saw the Board of Regents guy complain about the cuts, and, of course, he was immediately whacked at the knees. So, yeah, a different approach, yeah, I would I don't know what they're doing, but I think the poll calls for a different approach or a change in course or whatever you want to call it, but it's not that hard to figure out.
297-5633 is your number for Bernie Pinsonat. Now, the poll was what, 600 voters?
Yes.
And you can get a representative sample with 600 voters, there's no doubt, but in the subgroups, you don't have 600 each. So in the subgroups, sometimes the numbers are more volatile and not as reliable.
Well, at 600, it's 4%. But as you go down and down, it goes to 10 or 12%. But the importance of only running – you can run 600, and that is a very good number to predict.
Right, it's a good
but
number.
But below that, you lose validity right. as far as
but
accuracy.
For example, the number of African Americans in the survey, what percent was –
27.
So if we're doing 600, that would mean about 142 African Americans right. were in the survey. And that's really not a good enough sample, but it does show a snapshot. And among black voters, the governor has virtually no support. Now, many Republicans don't, but when you look at his numbers compared to Vitter's and Darden's, there's a significant separation
drop
between,
off yeah, to say
well,
the least.
Yeah, to say the least.
Well, most governors don't really go out, and that's the danger of messing with national politics. When the governor says, brags, I've cut 25% of the state budgets, 50% of those people are saying, that bothers them. Then whether you like it or not, it's okay for him to be against the Obama administration's health care reform, but it sells nationally, but that's 50% of Louisiana, again, you've reassured them that you're not in their best interest. So it's a complicated task in Louisiana to play in national politics and remain over 55 or 60% with the voters.
Bruce and Walden. Bruce, you're on the air with Bernie Pinsonat. Hello, Bruce.
Yeah, hey, gentlemen. Bernie, really great job. I wondered if you got a sense of how the legislature was leaning when it came to the Medicaid expansion. I've been talking to Republican legislators, and I don't find that much opposition, but like Franklin Foyle did yesterday, he said he was wrestling with it. But do you get a sense that we might have a veto-proof majority around the Medicaid expansion?
That's a great question. And if you're in Louisiana, the predicament we find ourselves in with health care and the cuts. And look, General just hasn't had the money, and I'm going to defend him on this. He's done everything he can to do not even – look, if the fiscal hawks had their way, the cuts would be a lot deeper and we'd see the budgets. And General has resisted that. I'll give him credit on that. He does understand that you can only cut so much, and then the services are just not there. But to help – but the community hospitals, the public hospitals, they're really struggling, and most of the legislators are looking at a potential $1.3 billion deficit, and then General's trying to struggle with how to solve this problem, and the feds are pushing more and more people into our network, and how do you do this? Louisiana is so broke right now. Those legislators are saying, wait a minute, if we don't take this money, how are we going to pay for all this stuff? So, and that's what General's problem is, by playing sort of national politics on this. And he may be right, but that's not the way it's coming over with the public. He's putting his national ambitions ahead of maybe what's good. Now, that I'm going to defend General. General truly believes that this is not good for Louisiana. But the public out there and legislators are saying, wait a minute, if we don't take this, how do we survive? So that's the problem, and that's the question.
And many other Republican governors across the state are taking the Medicaid money.
Well, one of the things that's interesting, he's really against it, and they came out with this survey. I mean, these numbers saying it's not in our best interest. Robert Scott says, whoa, wait a minute, that's not correct. And now all of a sudden DHH, maybe this is a prelude to what is happening. DHH all of a sudden shows, well, wait a minute, we would come out $300 million ahead. So I think they're about to figure it out.
Well, among Republicans, the governor, despite having woeful overall numbers in this poll, among Republicans, his popularity, approval, excellent or good, 64.2%.
Well, that's his base, and that's a great number.
But he's not going to get many black votes to begin with. So when you look at these numbers, like for 1.4% excellent among black voters, 10% good, that's 12.5% between those two, and then negative, not so good or poor among African Americans, the governor is at 87.1%. Well, he would not get those votes anyway, so is there cause for alarm in this poll? What is the most, what is the biggest aspect of concern
white,
from these numbers?
White Democrats and independents.
The ones who...
You know, if you...
Brought him to the dance.
Right. Those people, look, they're not there, and they're not going to be there. You also provide proof positive when you're out campaigning nationally and criticizing their president, because they're the people that's his base. They're not Jindal's base. His base is white Republicans. But one of the problems is, if you go back and look at Mike Foster, who is... You know, recent times has probably had the highest numbers of anyone we've ever polled. Foster had an excellent just before his reelection and for a quad a 40, and you know he was in the 35-40% excellent with all voters. That was right for his election. So he didn't go out of his way and didn't get into national politics. So Jindal is going to. That's his choice, and I'm not going to criticize him, but his numbers are not going to be that popular because he's alienated voters that would make his numbers look really good.
Okay. Here's a comment from B. in Baker saying Bobby Jindal was not elected by 66% of the people of Louisiana. He received 66% of less than half of the state population. Over 60% of the population didn't even vote because there was no strong opponent. And the outcome was assumed. And there is some validity to that. But there are very few candidates in any realm of American politics today who get a true majority of the people.
Right.
They get a majority of the people who vote. And in your survey, you're surveying likely voters, aren't you?
Absolutely.
So these are the people who this survey would reflect the 66%. So he's gone from 66 on election day to 51 in your last survey to 38 now. And I know the governor's staff was not happy with the 51 number. You heard from them last time, didn't you?
Right.
Have you heard from them this time?
No. I don't know if that's good or bad.
But you've heard from the New York Times and the Washington Post. National media are taking note of this.
Yeah, I don't know if I've ever done as many interviews in the since yesterday. You're surprised when you're getting all these calls. I mean, people you don't know, talk radio. I have no idea how many. There were so many yesterday. I do not know how many I actually completed. But I don't really expect Jindal. Look. Governor Jindal has a political staff. They're taking surveys. They certainly know. The only thing I question is I'm not so sure they understand the intensity of the shift away from him as a, and that's what bothers me about it. I think people saw him as likable. People, one of the most important characteristics of a candidate is to be likable. People will vote for you or stick with you if you're likable. But when you become somebody that their image of you becomes, well, he's mean-spirited or he's whatever, then it's hard to get those people back, and it's very hard to govern.
And many of these people in the survey, I'm sure, in fact, probably most of those you did survey, since we're talking likely voters, these are people who have voted for Governor Jindal two or three times.
Yes.
And that it's very hard, as you know, when somebody is vested when they cast a vote for a candidate. And if they voted for the man two or three times and now they've decided that he's not doing a good job, that says something.
Well, if you look at Jindal's Republicans, which is his base, I mean, you really should, if you can't get 35% of them giving you an excellent job rating, even they've cooled off. So,
but can he turn it around?
Well, I have no idea what they're doing. I don't, you know, I'm sure that they realize that these are not good numbers. I also think they have their own set of numbers, and they're looking at the people that they need to improve their numbers with to bring up their numbers or to get things done. So, you know, their spin right now is we're interested in continuing to provide jobs and employment and high-paying jobs. Well, they need to look at something. The thing that bothers me and bothers a pollster is when the majority of people in Louisiana think the state's headed in the wrong direction and we haven't suffered any real problem, we don't have high employment. So it's like, this is our government we're worried about.
We'll return with Bernie Pinsonet, talk about the U.S. Senate race that looms with Mary Landrieu and Bill Cassidy after this timeout. This is Jim Engster. You're listening to 89.3 WRKF in Baton Rouge, 297-5633. Thank you for your support today. And we resume with Bernie Pinsonet, the well-versed, well-known pollster who has worked in politics for most of his life, and most of it is in Louisiana. And his latest survey shows the governor with an approval rating down to 37.8%. That's down from 51% a few months ago and 61% a year ago and 64% in the fall of 2011. Now, Timmy Teeple, the governor's chief advisor, says it's easy to be popular, to just run around and kiss babies and spend taxpayer money, but that's not this governor's objective. He wants to see Louisiana become the best state in the country for job creation, for good-paying jobs and careers. Timmy Teeple, not disputing your numbers this time, but saying that the reason the numbers are not so good is that the governor is doing the heavy lifting. Does he have a point?
Well, I'd give him a good grade on attracting industry. But, you know, that's not 100,000 jobs. It's not 200,000 jobs. And so you do that in Baton Rouge and no one in Monroe. It's complicated, and I'm sure he should say what he's saying. But what's more troubling in the survey, and I'm going to go back to it, is that both our survey and other surveys are showing that people are really pessimistic about the future of Louisiana. And if you're the governor, that's not a great number, and you're telling us how wonderful we've got all these jobs coming in. Do a better job of messaging, reverse course, whatever you want to do. But so I'm not going to quibble with what he's saying. It's just that what's bothersome to me and anybody who's a political consultant or runs campaigns, that's a number you got to pay attention to, the outlook of the public. And you know what that affects? That affects legislators, because they don't want to run with people pessimistic about the job they're supposed to be doing. So it's bothersome to any politician.
Okay, Mary Landrieu, U.S. Senator, up for re-election next year, seeking a fourth term on Capitol Hill. That's a fourth six-year term. She's at 55.9% excellent or good and 45.3% not so good or poor. So it would seem 41.3% for excellent or not so good or poor. It would seem that most of the electorate has decided their opinion of Senator Landrieu. And based on three elections, she gets anywhere from 50 to 53% of the votes. Is that the way it's going to shape up in her race against Congressman Cassidy next year?
Well, I have no idea. At this point in time, what she'll win by, I know myself and...
But you're saying she'll win?
No, I'm saying I have no idea whether she'll win or lose or what her number will be, but I'm saying the contrary. I think this will be the toughest re-election she's faced yet. No Southern state, Deep South state Democratic official has had an easy time of getting re-elected. They're becoming rare. They're less and less. And in this survey, 75% of all white respondents to this poll gave him a negative rating. We've seen a only 18% right now of new registrants in Louisiana are registering as Democrats or either independents. There's a lot of bad things out there. Can she overcome it? Sure. But I'm saying, myself or anyone else who's looking at this stuff is all saying, I'm not saying she's going to win. I'm not saying she's a cinch to lose. I'm saying that she's going to face a very tough re-election, and now you get that from anyone and everyone in Washington.
Well, she's never had an election that wasn't tough.
Well, she's never run with someone sitting above her who was 75% negative with all of the white voters, and this time she's running without the president, and you're going to see more of this type turnout, and this also reflects an equal balance of white and blacks, and you don't get that in that turnout. In this next election, that the chances are, if she can keep that spread to 5 points, she'll be doing wonderfully.
297-5633 for Bernie Pinsonat. Lynn and Melrose. Hi, Lynn. You're on the air with Bernie.
Good morning, Jim and Bernie. I hate to go back to the general thing, but I just flashed on the idea. I haven't heard anyone comment that so far. That it's kind of an irony that Earl On Clothing is going to cost 700 jobs, which is just about what the IBM deal will bring into the state. And it's just a funny coincidence. I think it's worth noting.
I didn't have the same thought, but when I read that, it was like, wow. You know, and look, whether any politicians wants to acknowledge it or not, anytime people are laid off, I don't care what it is, if all government state employees and their families shudder or worry, and teachers, other hospital employees in the state. I mean, you can't imagine how many people will read this story and feel compassion for those people, wonder how their families are doing, and hope these people find jobs. And if any most elected officials, this is an unpleasant task, and they don't like to do it, and they don't like to see it happen. It may be necessary, but it also bothers people when they see this happen.
Well, when we look at the numbers for Lieutenant Governor Darden, who is running for governor in a few years, he's at 58.7% approval good or excellent, and 19.9% not so good or poor. His numbers are better than those of Senator Vitter, maybe not significantly better, but it looks like those two will be running for governor. On the Republican side, it should be quite a battle royal in 2015.
Yeah, one of the things that Jay has done, he's gotten he's better known. Jay, the last couple of years, what bothered me about him, when you surveyed him, you'd find 40, 50% of the people didn't even know who he was. They certainly couldn't tell you what kind of job he was doing because they didn't know him. His recognition is up, which is important. It means you don't have to spend $200,000 or $300,000 just getting known to run for a higher office. So that's an improvement. I think you're talking about two right now of the candidates who will be considered the heavyweights. And it'll be an interesting, and I think all of this depends on how many candidates run. If 5, 6, 7 candidates run and you got 4 or 5 heavyweights like Mitch or whoever, then the thing gravitates towards a David Vitter who occupies the spectrum to the right, and everybody else in the middle, as we refer to him, as roadkill.
Mm-hmm. Can a Democrat win?
It depends. It would be a special Democrat. It would have to be somebody that would assure small business, which is the base of the Republican Party, where all the money comes from now. I think Mitch Landrieu would be an interesting choice. I think he'd be he's won statewide. He's your best shot if you're going to pick somebody. Problem is his sister. It would, you know, if his sister wins re-election, and like I said, she just may do that. But the other negative is he would be running for governor as lieutenant governor. You don't pay a lot of attention to it. But governor's from New Orleans, a candidate from New Orleans is sort of a negative in other areas. He could overcome it, and if the state continues to push, as we're seeing, negative towards these budget cuts, negative towards the
government.
But
there's a Democrat could do it. It's Mitch. Period.
If there's a runoff, say between a Democrat and a Republican, and the Democrat is Mitch Landrieu or John Bel Edwards or Jim Bernhardt, could any of the three have a shot, or is it only Mitch Landrieu that you're giving a shot of?
I think Mitch Landrieu would be absolutely the strongest, and I don't know if he would win, but the Republicans would be in for a fight, a really tough fight, because, you know, as Jindal leaves, and if this stuff doesn't change in these numbers, and you can run telling the Democrats how poorly they've been treated and the budget cuts and all, plus you've got teachers out there, you've got hospital employees. Yeah, the curtain's being set for a Democrat to make a stronger run, period. There's no question about it.
Well, Mitch Landrieu is also in the Pensinat survey conducted with Buster McKenzie and others at Southern Media and Opinion Research, and he is at 56.5% good or excellent and 19.6% not so good or poor, so those numbers are fairly good for the mayor of New Orleans. Thank you, Bernie. Always a pleasure. Know you're busy. We'll let you go, and see you soon.
Thanks. Always enjoy it, Jim.
And thank you for your support today on WRKF.